Here today for Food Drive Fridays with Verlin Godike with the Knoxville Panther Pantry. Verlin, thanks so much for being here today. I know you do a lot of work for the Panther Pantry, the food pantry there at the high school. You want to just can we kind of start off with just giving us a little bit of an overview about what you guys do with at the pantry and how that all works?
We have a pantry where people come in on every the first and third Saturdays of the month. They are allowed to come through themselves, pick out the food they like. And we have a wide variety from anywhere from a few snacks to even some cleaning products or some home products. We also have a lot of fruits and vegetables and cereals and cold stuff, milk, eggs, cheeses usually, a lot of meats. And so people can choose what they want out of what they have, which just makes it nice for the people. Our deal is we want to give them all the food they want and they can have, but we want to use it. Don't take something you don't like.
And then what's the process for you guys to go and get donations for this, or where does that food come from?
Well, we get a lot of our food from the food bank, which is down in the tunnel. We go down and get it twice every week. We go down and get it loaded. And it depends on what they have available and how much you get. I've had as high as 4,000 pounds a trip. And sometimes as low as 1,000 or 1,500 pounds a trip. But that's where we get a lot of our food. But if we feel it's very important that every family should have milk, everybody should have eggs. And so we don't have those products, we buy them locally. And to get food, to get money for that, we have to get, write the right grants or donations from people is very helpful. And we get quite a bit of that too. And that's very, very good for us as an organization to keep this thing rolling.
You want to talk about how the process works if somebody wants to go check out the food bank and what qualifications they do have to meet to be able to go do that?
All they have to do is when they come in, they just kind of sign up and sign a sheet. It's a very simple sheet. It's a name and address, a number of people in the household. If you have any kind of help with food, you got to mark those and then sign it and date it. There's no other questions asked. You just got to have children in the Knoxville School District 18 on down, and they could be before preschool, you still qualify.
How important is it to have something like this for community so that families aren't, kids aren't going hungry, that this organization can step up to help fight that?
And today's, with groceries have gone up in cost, it's very important because there's many, many families that are using these kind of services. And we're not the only service in town. But we do have a little different scenarios in some pantries because we are a school pantry. So it allows us to have maybe a little bit more food to pass out, depending on what we get.
It seems like more and more, it seems like so much food goes to waste too in this world. How important is it to, if you have something that, you're not going to use or, that you would like to pass on, to be able to partner with an organization like that?
All you have to do is, I'm going to give you my phone number. My phone number is 641-204-1300. We also advertise through the school district. They send out notices to all the people in the school district about the pantry. And my number's on that also. But just give me a call. And I'll make arrangements to either to accept it from you. We had just a while back, we had the Girl Scouts gave us 8 boxes of ingredients to make a birthday cake. And so last Saturday, we had to get one, you had to have a child with a birthday in November. We passed all 8 of them Saturday. So just little things like that make a unique difference to people sometimes.
Yeah, and you talked about, too, that the food pantry is kind of under the umbrella of the initiative. What are some other things that the food initiative does?
We did the summer lunch program. Last summer, we fed 89,056 meals. And that's a breakfast and a lunch for every child in your family under 18, 7 days a week. We did it for 9 weeks. And then also we feed in Pleasantville, Melcher, Dallas, Bussey, and Knoxville. So we're kind of trying to keep as much Marion County as we can to help feed as well.
Yeah, and Verlin, the Panther Food Pantry is important year-round, but how important as we get kind of closer to this holiday season so that, families can have a meal if they're gathering together with loved ones?
During Christmas break, we actually, they'll be at the library. but we'll have probably 300 bags of food for kids to go get, so they can at least eat during the Christmas break. And there'll be there'll be a lot of food in them bags for them. That's what's important. We got to keep these kids fed, so when they go back to school, they're ready to learn. A hungry child is not ready to learn.
Before we close, Verlin, just kind of any final thoughts about the Knoxville Panther Pantry?
Well, it's been a real pleasure working with the program. The school's been great to work with. And it's just I think people when people come through, sometimes there's a long line for people to get through their food, and everybody's happy because they know they're getting the end result. They know they're going to get a lot of good food to eat. We have people walk out with there'll be four big boxes of food per family. So that's quite a bit of food to give to people.
That was Verlin Godite with the Knoxville Panther Food Pantry for Food Drive Fridays on KNIA KRLS Radio.